welcome to this sacred moment of worship. Wherever, whenever, whoever you are very welcome. And as we gather together, let us embrace the present moment with open hearts and attentive minds. And in the stillness of this space, let us release the distractions that weigh us down and consciously bring our focus to the breath, the very breath of God within us. Take a deep breath in, feeling the life-giving force enter your body, and breathe out, letting go of any burdens, worries, or hindering thoughts that may have accompanied you to this place today. In this act of surrender, we create space for God to dwell within us. As we focus on breath, let us be reminded of the breath that sustains all creation. The breath that whispers through the trees, the breath that stirs the gentle waves, the breath that fills the lungs of living beings. We are connected by this breath, woven together in the intricate tapestry of existence. In this sacred pause, may we be fully present, opening ourselves to the transformative power of worship, song, words, and silence. As we dwell in this stillness, may our hearts be attuned to the still small voice of God. May we find solace, inspiration, and renewal in the depths of this moment of worship. We worship God.
Father God, we cannot imagine what existed before you created the universe. We have no way of knowing or understanding how you created, or how your Son and your Spirit were involved in our creation. We know that when you had created our world, you looked back at it and thought that it was very good. You put us in charge of looking after it, to make it flourish, and to enable the whole of your creation to praise you. We know that it still contains great beauty and diversity. Wherever we live, there will always be signs of your goodness to us in the creation around us. They may be overwhelming, like majestic scenery, or tiny, like a snowflake. We know that you are still taking care of us, still making your world beautiful, still wanting us to praise you. Forgive us when we neglect your creation, your world, when we take it for granted and misuse it. Forgive us when we forget the sacrifice of your Son and fail to live up to kingdom values. Forgive us when we ignore your Spirit and resist the power and energy that your Spirit has to offer us. Help us to renew our commitment to protecting and nurturing your world, our commitment to living a life following Christ, and our commitment to allowing the power of your Spirit to work through us. For your glory. Amen.
Our first reading today is taken from Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, and they will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating all that he had done. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created.
In the beginning, formless, void, chaotic, purposeless, wind whistling, a melody of potential. Light. That's good. Day and night, evening and morning, sky. Wonderful. Water below, sky above, let it be so. Land, earth and seas, yes, very good. Plants, seeds, fruit, trees, vegetables, so very good. Stars and planets, signs and seasons, days and years, sun and moon, the great lights of day and night. This is good indeed. Creatures, swarms and flocks, sea monsters and land giants, cattle and wild, wings and feathers, scales and fins, fur and limbs, moving and playing, multiplying and filling. It is good. Humans, in our image, responsible and caring, creative and loving, to nurture all that is made. Female, male, non-binary, it is all very good. Heaven and earth done, dusted, finished, invited to create. But now, rest and Sabbath, blessing and hallows, It is good.
Our second reading today is taken from John chapter 7, starting at verse 37. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Amen, and thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, the Sunday after Pentecost, is Trinity Sunday. A Sunday when we ponder God as three and God as one. I'm not going to try to explain the Trinity. I couldn't. The Trinity is not so much to be understood as to be loved. A mystery that defies our human comprehension. Our first reading today took us to the very beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God, a given. No explanation of anything before the chaos, the emptiness, the nothingness. God simply was and is and shall be forever. And there in the story of the beginnings, the Ruach Elohim, the Hebrew rendered the breath of God, the Spirit of God, the Spirit whose coming we celebrated last week on Pentecost Sunday. Those words, "in the beginning," come to us again at the beginning of the New Testament. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Jesus, the Christ, the Son, the second person of the Trinity, there too, in the beginning. Part of the mystery of our ongoing relationship with the Creator, who created humanity, to be in relationship one with another and with our God, as God in God's self is relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't speak of the Trinity, didn't articulate and give us a nice clear definition. But of course, Jesus spoke of the Father and of the Spirit that would come upon all people, upon the church. Our passage today from John's Gospel reminds us of that promise of the Spirit coming to be with us. When you think on your relationship with God, is it the Father, the Son, the Spirit? How do you relate to the mystery of the divine? Our questions can fuel that curiosity and help us to build that relationship that God longs for all people to have with God. How is your understanding of God changed by the image, the story of God giving birth to all creation. How does it change our understanding of creation and our responsibility to care for it? In what ways have you experienced the life-giving qualities of the Spirit of God at work in your life? Picking up on that image of the streams of living water, for what do you thirst in your life? What difference does it make to know that God is present with you through the Spirit, even when that can be difficult to discern? What might you have to do in order to discern God's presence in your life? Take time. Take time with God, who is Father, Son, and Spirit. Take time to develop that wonderful relationship with the divine. Before the world began, God enjoyed the chaos. And in the midst of that chaos, God played around with light and dark, and earth and water and sky and moon and stars, loving the world into being, breathing life into creatures, bringing all together in a wonderful cacophony of light and sound and music and silence. God moved through this spectrum, blending palettes, creating harmony in an amazing spectrum that reflects God's very being. And still, God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer, smudges out the lines, the boundaries that we draw, and breathes new life in the Spirit, and invites us to be co-creators in the glorious technicolor that is the foundation of the earth, breathed into life by God, who is light and life and love. A trinity defying definition, celebrating difference, realized in love.
Father God, we thank you for all the resources and people that help us to understand more of you. Help us to make the effort to learn more about you and your world, and not to dismiss ideas or opinions because they don't match our own. Help us to think carefully and evaluate and spend time to understand you better. Give us open minds that your Spirit can fill and inform. Thank you for all that you have revealed to us, through the people of old that you empowered, through the written accounts of your activity, and through the traditions that have been built up around them, through your Son and his life and work on earth, and through those who try to understand your presence and activity and longings for us today. We thank you for the work of scientists and theologians, of teachers and pastors. Through your Holy Spirit, give them wisdom to work towards your truth, to encourage and provoke us and steer us towards your kingdom. We wait to see and hear what you still want us to know about yourself, your Son, and your Spirit. Help us to become more mature and wiser in our knowledge of you, and more energized by your Spirit, the Spirit that gives us understanding and helps us to remember all that you've done for us. Like living water, let the love, joy, and peace of your Spirit spring from our lives to refresh and inspire those around us. We ask this in Jesus' name, with the help of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
In glad and grateful response to all that God has done for us, we bring our offerings, our time, our talents, our wealth. God of love, all that we have comes from you, freely given for us to enjoy responsibly. We present our offerings before you. Take and receive them to be used in building your kingdom here and now. And hear us as we pray together and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our worship is ending, and our service in the world begins again. Go now to love deeply and humbly serve all creation, knowing the love of the Creator, the peace of Christ, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Shine on.